Often the source of a hepatitis A outbreak is never found. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with Dr. Beth Bell, the chief of Epidemiology Branch Division of Viral Hepatitis at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta.
Dr. Bell, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Just tell us quickly what hepatitis A is.
Well, hepatitis A is a liver disease that's caused by the hepatitis A virus. Generally develops within 6 weeks of an exposure to the hepatitis A virus. It's a disease that's usually mild, although it can be severe, and it's characterized by jaundice, which means a yellow discoloration of the skin or the eyes, fatigue, abdominal pain, loss of appetite, nausea, things like that.
And how many cases of hepatitis A occur each year?
Well, these days we see about 7,000 to 8,000 cases of hepatitis A each year in the United States.
What causes them?
Yeah.
What are they linked to?
Most of hepatitis A actually is caused by person-to-person transmission from close personal contact, like in households and extended family settings. Actually, of all of these reported cases to us nationally each year, a very small proportion of them, probably 5% or less, are attributable to recognized foodborne exposures.
But there have been a couple of other outbreaks earlier this year in Georgia and Tennessee. Are you able to know if there's a connection, if the strains of the viruses are similar?
I think it will take us a little while to figure out whether there's a connection. We are working very assiduously at the moment to determine what the food item or food items associated with hepatitis A were in the Pennsylvania outbreak, and I think that we will be able to come up with sort of an implicated food item in the way that we did in Tennessee, for example.
Which was green onions,
that's
right?
That's right. It was green onions. Onions or scallions. And actually, most of the foodborne outbreaks that we detect are from a food handler with hepatitis A rather than a food item. So these outbreaks that we've seen now this year, those few in September and this one in October, this is quite an unusual circumstance for us to see this many hepatitis A outbreaks associated with a food item.
Since this outbreak started clearly in a restaurant and there were food handlers involved, why aren't we thinking that it was the food handlers in this case?
Yeah, there are a number of food handlers who were ill, but they all became ill at the same time as the patrons, so they couldn't have been the source of the outbreak. And although we haven't tested every last single food handler, we've tested the vast majority of the food handlers, and we haven't found any of them who could have been the source of the hepatitis A that we saw in the patrons, remembering that the incubation period for hepatitis A is on average about a month.
And then obviously another big concern must be that this hepatitis A outbreak has had three fatalities. Three
Yes.
people have died,
mm-hmm.
and that is very uncommon, right?
It is uncommon for hepatitis A to be fatal, but it does occur with an estimated frequency of about 3 per 1,000. So unfortunately, it does occur.
Do you have any theories on why this is as deadly as it is? It may be connected.
I don't think that it would be correct to conclude that this is deadlier than other hepatitis A outbreaks.
Dr. Beth Bell is the chief of the epidemiology branch in the Division of Viral Hepatitis at the Centers for Disease Control. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Renee Montaigne in PR News.
The UN Refugee Agency is pulling its staff out of large sections of Afghanistan. The decision was made after a 29-year-old French aid worker was killed Saturday in a drive-by shooting southwest of the capital, Kabul. A spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says the decision is temporary and will be reviewed in 2 weeks. Some 30 foreign staff members are being withdrawn, and refugee centers in 4 Afghan provinces are being closed. The decision could affect tens of thousands of Afghan returnees. Refugee departures offices in 2 Pakistani cities were closed yesterday.